Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for some new leadership for the House Republicans. Elise Stefanik, elected by her colleagues in the House of Representatives to take the place of Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney not going away at all, and actually facing a question about her potential presidential race. She gave an answer directly when she appeared on Fox News. We will cover that. We will also cover maybe the biggest all-star cast movie, certainly so far, of 2021. It's a movie with Amy Adams and Julianne Moore and Gary Oldman and Anthony Mackie and all kinds. Jennifer Jason Leigh is in it. A movie is called A Woman at the Window. It's available on Netflix. Is it worth seeing? We will review that film and two more, all coming up on the Medved Show, where we are also stunned at the fact that there is continuing debate over a commission to investigate what happened on January 6th. I get it. I mean, I understand that basically this has been covered and recovered. And am I the only one in the country, and I don't think I am, who's a little bit tired of talking about January 6th? It was a terrible day. Thank God there wasn't mass killing. Thank God democracy didn't die. And frankly, in retrospect, I think people who are saying there was one column today that had the headline, though the column didn't really say that, that the rioters on January 6th were a worse threat to America than the hijackers of September 11th. Well, that's only because the hijackers from September 11th killed themselves right after that, sort of canceled the threat. But of course it's a worse threat. Terrorism is a worse threat. It's an international movement. And no, I don't think that what happened on January 6th was good or acceptable in any sense. It was a disgrace. It was awful. It was a terrible day. But do we really need this big new bipartisan commission? We will get to that debate. It's basically been accepted. A ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Committee, John Katko of New York, has agreed with the Democratic chair of that committee. And there's going to be five Republicans, five Democrats, and a 10-member commission investigating the whole thing. Though Kevin McCarthy, I think, has a very solid point in wanting to have that commission, if it actually gets up and running and delivers its report, look beyond just the events of that one day and to talk about other threats to the Capitol building by other radical groups, including those on the left. And speaking of those on the left, as the conflict continues in the Middle East, we're going to be speaking to a retired commander in the Israeli Navy's SEAL program, a genuine war hero and warrior, who has become a big advocate for peace, reconciliation, and healing. We'll be speaking to him about what the chances are of any kind of reconciliation, healing, or peace regarding the current warfare, where the missiles continue to fly, they continue to get shot down, and the strikes against Hamas commanders continue. Apparently, the Israeli army is now confirming they have taken out, neutralized, meaning killed, 30 prominent Hamas commanders. That strikes me as a good thing and an appropriate thing. We will continue that conversation. It turns out that Cori Bush, who we've highlighted before, she I think is trying to show herself to be the most radical, the least informed, the most mistaken an embarrassing Democrat in the House of Representatives. And to beat out Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to beat them out, that's saying something. But Representative Cori Bush of Missouri said this about her position on the current conflict in the Middle East. That's clip three.
What we fund when our government sends our tax dollars to the Israeli military. St. Louis sent me here to save lives. Bassam's loved ones and his community, our St. Louis community, sent me here to save lives. So we... That means we oppose our money going to fund militarized policing, occupation, and systems of violent oppression and trauma. We are anti-war, we are anti-occupation, and we are anti-apartheid, period. If this body is looking for something productive to do with $3 million instead of funding a military that polices and kills Palestinians, I have some communities in St. Louis City and in St. Louis County where that money can go, where we desperately need investment, where we are hurting, where we need help. Let us prioritize funding there. Prioritize funding life, not destruction. So today, we remember Bassam. We remember his resistance in the face of militarized police occupation as a St. Louis and a St. Louisan and a Palestinian. We lost him to a health crisis, but we remember his words today. Until all our children are safe, we will continue to fight for our rights in Palestine and in Ferguson. We stand with you in solidarity.
Okay, this is intersectionality, as it's called, at its very worst. She talks about we support peace. The question here, and it's such an obvious question, is how did this war start? And any time you have a battle like this where there have been combined on both sides, I think it's now over 200 people who have lost their lives. So it's not 9/11 by any means, but it's a serious, serious matter. And the expenditure of resources, the talk now is that the Palestinians, who of course claim that they are so destitute that they depend upon UN money, which is sent to them by the billions through the United Nations Relief and Welfare Association, the Palestinians claim they have no money for hospitals, they have no money for schools, they have money for 30,000 rockets. That is now the estimate of what Hamas had stockpiled. And they've sent up 3,000 of those 30,000 so they can keep sending up rockets. How did this war start? And the idea that there are Israeli police officers in Gaza, there's no one in Gaza. There are no Jews in Gaza. They're not allowed there. There are no Israelis. There are no Israeli Arab citizens. Gaza is its own little entity, where this religious party that dominates it made a decision to start firing rockets at civilians. And look, this is a point that Alan Dershowitz made very forcefully on the show yesterday. If civilians are killed in Gaza in an Israeli attack, it's regrettable. It hurts Palestine. It hurts the Palestinians. It hurts Israelis. And the Israeli military goes to great lengths with that knock-on-the-roof program that they have to try to avoid civilian casualties as much as they can. But the other side wants people to die because that's the way people pay attention to it. The reason people are dying is because they made a decision to send rockets into Israel. What does Cori Bush or anybody else say? How do you discourage people from sending rockets against you other than making clear that there will be consequences? If the rest of the world offered a complete economic boycott, a cutoff of UN aid, a cutoff of any sort of dealings at all with a country which for the fourth time since 2007, has decided it's going to attack its neighbor and to kill civilians, if the world would respond clearly with one voice on something like that, then maybe, just maybe, we could be avoiding a next round. In our next round, we're going to be speaking to Commander Yotam Dagan, who was an Israeli Navy SEAL, now clinical psychologist and an advocate of peace. We'll be talking about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free. Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show in the Middle East. It is already the Sabbath. We are approaching a very major Jewish holiday that most people outside of Israel and the Jewish community don't know about, the holiday of Shavuot, which begins Sunday night. But there's a great desire on the part, I believe, of all people of goodwill, whatever their nationality or ethnicity, to move from war to peace, and maybe a more meaningful, lasting, durable peace in the Middle East. And I have the honor of speaking to a warrior, someone who was a commander in the equivalent in the Israeli Navy of the SEAL program, who is now an expert on PTSD. He's a clinical psychologist, and he's the author of a fascinating book called A Time to Kill, A Time to Heal. Yotam Dagan is my guest, and Yotam, it is a time to heal, just about, with things maybe, just maybe, moving in a more positive direction in Israel the last 12 hours?
Yeah, so first of all, hi, Michael, and hello, everyone. Things in Israel, we hope, are starting to calm down. It has been a very, very intensive a few days of a lot of rockets fired and counterattacks by the Israeli Defense Forces against Gaza, but also civil unrest within Israel between the Muslim and the Jewish communities, and we hope that this is starting to get under control. What's very clear to me is that, you know, it's if you don't treat the invisible wounds of post-traumatic stress, you know, the invisible wounds of war, it's very, very hard to strive for peace because, you know, there's like a cycle of violence, violence that creates trauma, trauma that later creates violence, and this is what we see right now. So in order to, you know, strive to a peaceful tomorrow, we need to take care of all those who have been affected with post-traumatic stress and are now struggling to, you know, get their lives back on track.
If you were advising the Prime Minister right now, what would have been the right response once the Hamas decided to start launching rockets at civilian targets in Israel?
So rockets are still being fired. I mean, the last few hours were a little bit, I mean, it's less intensive. It maybe will turn into a ceasefire. We don't know yet. We have to make sure that deterrence remains. And in the Middle East, one must be strong. I mean, if you just you know, let your guards down, someone will take advantage of it. So I think the Prime Minister knows what he needs to do. But at the same time, it's very important to remember that there are civilians on both sides of the border, kids, families, who are terrified by what is happening, and we need to make sure that this ends as soon as possible and we get our lives back on track.
And what's the most important step that could be taken, and what's the most important step that America could take in helping the kind of reconciliation, return to normal life, productive life, that all people of goodwill long for?
I think that when we talk about the Middle East, you know, it's a rough neighborhood, and there are a lot of factions and a lot of agendas and a lot of, you know, players on the play from Iran to Saudi Arabia and the UAE to Egypt and then Israel, of course, and with all the non-governmental organizations, the terrorist organization, Hamas, Hezbollah, and others. So first of all, it's very important to understand that, I mean, we dream about peace, we strive for peace, but we should never be naive about everything that's happening here. And the first thing is that Israel's security must be safeguarded. Israel must be strengthened as part of our, you know, being allies with the U.S. And the other thing is that I believe personally that building the civilian infrastructure, you know, people who have a bank account, a mortgage, and a, you know, and a credit card, usually don't climb on fences and go into the neighboring country throwing Molotov cocktails or firing rockets. So the economy in the Gaza Strip must be better, and that's one place to invest. But also, you know, inside Israel, we have 20% of our civilians who are Arabs, most of them Muslims, some are Christian. And in most places, you know, the economy is good. It's getting better. There's a lot of investment in infrastructure, but the thread, you know, the fabric of the society is very, very sensitive because of 120 or more years of conflict. Tomorrow, the Palestinians are it's the May 15th is what they call the Nakba Day, which is you know, Israel, when Israel won its independence, they had their disaster, and this is these are two narratives that don't meet, ends that don't meet, and we need to manage the two narratives, the two stories, and then to learn to live side by side within Israel and then with the Palestinians and the other Arab nations around us, Lebanon, we already have Syria, we already have the peace treaties with Jordan and Egypt, but always to take into account the deep wounds that are there, you know, in terms of the, you know, it's almost on a national level. Of carrying this trauma for so long, and this drives a lot of the unrest and a lot of the fights that are going on.
Do you share my sense that most Americans have no idea how Hamas got to take over Gaza? And, of course, the history is complicated, but Israel had control of Gaza Strip, and things were not as violent and dire and desperate as they are now. And then decided to vacate, to leave it to Palestinian control, and then Hamas came in, and Israel didn't negotiate a peace. That was a mistake, wasn't it, that they didn't negotiate some agreement?
Israel pulled out of Gaza in 2005, understanding that it's not in its interest to rule close to 2 million Palestinians then. And it was believed that the Palestinian Authority would take over and, you know, maybe move towards some kind of, I would say, you know, if not peace, then some kind of mutual living one by one. But Hamas took over. Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's funded by, you know, by bad people in many places. And... yeah,
and one can only hope that we can make progress in the right direction. Yotam Dagan's book, which is available on Amazon and around the world, is called A Time to Kill, A Time to Heal, An Israeli Navy SEAL's Journey. We will continue our journey with more on the squad. Why do they hate Israel so much? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries. Find out more at michaelmedved.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As prices continue to rise and inflation is being seen all across the United States, White House economist Celia Rouse explains why she believes prices are continuing to rise.
Those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal, but many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before. We expect there's going to be a period as, you know, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering, that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
The Labor Department releasing numbers earlier this week saying inflation jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April, the fastest pace in more than 12 years. Las Vegas is dropping its casino mask mandate for vaccinated guests and employees. Guests at the Wynn will be required to wear a mask if they haven't been vaccinated, but the casino won't ask for proof. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Michael Medved show, I ended the last segment by asking a question, which is, what is it about the members of the squad, so-called, that lead them to hate Israel so much? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represents a part of the Bronx that actually has a Jewish population. And no, not everybody about that Jewish population prioritizes Israel or cares profoundly about it, but I think most are sympathetic. And yet, she tweeted this yesterday. Israeli airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. I just am pondering that for a moment. Israeli airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. Is it, again, this is after the Israeli Air Force, and this is very well documented. It's been reported by the UN. It's been reported by all kinds of media outlets, including those on the extreme left, that the Israel Defense Forces do use this knock-on-the-roof system. They warn people to get out of neighborhoods, to get out of the vicinity, before they take down a building. Those two big buildings they took down were Hamas headquarters, but they had even given them warning to get the Hamas personnel out of the buildings to create as few casualties as possible. But then again, when you're dealing with several thousand rockets aimed against your civilians, if a civilian is killed in Gaza, it's an accident. It's a collateral damage. If a civilian is killed in Tel Aviv, that's exactly who they're aiming for. That's who they're trying to kill. It is not an equivalent. There's also a question about this, Congresswoman Omar. Israeli airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. What do you call the act of sending literally thousands of rockets against your neighbor because there was a land dispute that is still being settled in the courts in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Jerusalem? That's one of the excuses here. She goes on to say in her tweet, just to give her her due, Palestinians deserve protection. Unlike Israel, missile defense programs such as Iron Dome don't exist to protect Palestinian civilians. It's unconscionable to not condemn these attacks on the week of Eid. That's Eid al-Fitr, the very end of Ramadan. Marco Rubio actually had a fairly solid comment on this. He said, number one, the Iron Dome wouldn't be needed if it weren't for Hamas and Hezbollah. And he was speaking on Fox. He says, the reason Iron Dome exists is because these terrorists have rockets and they use it to try to kill Israelis. That's the reason why it exists. That's the reason the fighting exists. Number two is the only response that you've seen from Israel is in response to these attacks. And they have a very tough neighborhood they live in. And they've made abundantly clear, if you hit us, we're going to hit you back five times harder. And Hamas knows that. So this is their plan, he says, speaking of Hamas. They do this knowing there's going to be a response, knowing that innocents are going to be killed and civilians are going to be killed. They know it's going to happen. And they deliberately want it to happen so they can get tweets like that one and people around the world to take up their cause. People like Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, Democrat, of course, she had this to say, and this is clip two.
Our party leaders have spoken forcefully against BDS, calling its proponents anti-Semitic, despite the same tactics being critical to ending the South African apartheid mere decades ago. What we are telling Palestinians fighting apartheid is the same thing being told to my black neighbors and Americans throughout that are fighting against police brutality here. There is no form of acceptable resistance to state violence. As long as the message from Washington is that our military support for Israel is unconditional, Netanyahu's extremism, right-wing government will continue to expand settlements, continue to demolish homes, and continue to make the prospects for peace impossible.
Okay, is anything there explain why, in her point of view, it is appropriate to send rockets against Israel? In other words, I wonder if anyone's bothered to ask Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders or Betty McCollum of Minnesota, who's a new one. Okay, so if what you're saying is it's all Israel's fault, then do you think it is an appropriate and constructive response for Hamas to murder grandmothers and five-year-olds by sending rockets into their living room? Democrat Betty McCollum of Minnesota said this is why that kind of action is, I guess, in her view, justified and necessary. Clip four.
There are no diplomatic efforts to achieve a two-state solution. The Prime Minister of Israel has repeatedly stated he is committed to annexing Palestinian lands. There is no peace for Palestinians in East Jerusalem or the West Bank. There is an Israel military occupation that abuses and tortures Palestinian children, demolishes Palestinian homes, and steals Palestinian land. The unrestricted, unconditioned $3.8 billion in annual U.S. military aid enables, it gives a green light to Israel's occupation of Palestine because there is no accountability and there is no oversight by Congress.
Okay, what does this have to do with the current situation? First of all, everything she said is untrue. Prime Minister Netanyahu, and you can hate him, you can love him, you can be indifferent to him. The one thing he has been very, very clear on is he wants negotiations to resume. He previously had participated in successful negotiations with the Palestinians. This is when Yasser Arafat was still alive. And Netanyahu participated in negotiations, made concessions, and tried to move forward based on the Oslo Accords. And the idea that he has repeatedly said he doesn't want peace, he doesn't want agreement, what could the Israelis do more than basically turn over the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians with the hopes that there would be some agreement? And that was the problem. This was under Ariel Sharon. And he went ahead, he actually left the Likud party, he started his own party, and he and Ehud Olmert after him completed this withdrawal from Gaza without any commitments, getting nothing in return, basically hoping that all of a sudden people have the chance to build something instead of just smashing things and killing people, and that they would do so. But they didn't reckon with the power grab against even the Palestinian Authority by the truly bloodthirsty terrorists of Hamas. The governor of Florida, who again is not together with Betty McCollum or Rashida Tlaib or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or any of them, Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis has also spoken out on this issue. We'll take a listen to what he has to say. And then the very latest of protests in the Middle East and what they will mean, and protests in January 6th and the attention they will get. We'll get to that and more. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, there is a subject that has consumed Twitter, even more than the confrontation between Elise Stefanik and Liz Cheney, which is not a conflict between good or evil. You're talking about, by the way, I think two very fine Americans, both of them, and good, strong conservatives. And I wish all success to the new head of the conference, Elise Stefanik. We'll pay more attention to that in just a moment. I want to first get to our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this tweet is from Ariel Davidson, who is a senior policy analyst at the Claremont Institute. And she is also an economic analyst at Hoover Institution at Stanford. And she writes, someone has yet to explain to me how the Palestinian government could possibly compromise with Israel and still win an election after naming schools after terrorists, subsidizing terrorist families, and promulgating textbooks that portray Jews as pigs and devils. It's an interesting question. By the way, you know who one of the terrorists is that they've named schools after? Two of them in the Palestinian Authority. Sirhan Sirhan, who identifies as a Palestinian terrorist. For those of you who don't know, he is the unspeakably evil individual who killed Robert Kennedy. In an event where that I was happened to be present at, but this is June of 1968, and he is one of the reasons among many that he has not been paroled is because he would go back to Palestine for a hero's welcome. I mean, again, the embrace of evil, of violence, of fanaticism. Not by every Palestinian, but by elements of the Palestinian Authority. And certainly all of the leadership of Hamas is appalling. Somebody who understands that is the governor of Florida and one of the Republicans who is a very credible presidential candidate. He had this to say about the situation in the Middle East.
I also wanted to just make a comment about what's happening in the Middle East. I have friends over there who've been having a hideout in bomb shelters overnight because of Hamas, which is a terrorist group raining down rockets on civilians. And make no mistake, Hamas is a terrorist group. They are at fault on this. Israel has every right to defend itself against Hamas. And I think if you look at what's going on here, it really isn't so much about Israel as about Hamas trying to stake a claim to be the leader of the entire Palestinian Authority. They kind of have their little place down in Gaza where they foment a lot of terrorism. They've had a lot of problems going on with the Palestinian Authority. I think this is Hamas's attempt to capitalize on that. But our ally Israel has a right to defend themselves, and what's going on by Hamas is an absolute disgrace.
Again, clear, forceful, and appropriate, and sane. Also sane is the editor of a website I had been unaware of until just now. It's called Spiked Online, and it is a conservative source with a terrific piece by Brendan O'Neill. And Brendan O'Neill has given a provocative title to his piece. That's the question everybody, I'm sure, is asking right now, is why won't Israelis let themselves be killed? And the subheading, the global woke loathing for Israel is taking an even darker turn. And please listen closely, because I think he just nails it. He begins by talking about Turkey. And he says, 2 weeks ago, Turkish forces launched a military assault in the Duhok region of Iraqi Kurdistan. Villagers were forced to flee in terror from raining bombs. It was only the latest bombardment of the beleaguered Kurds by Turkey, a NATO member and a Western ally. It did not trend online. There were no noisy protests in London or New York. The Turks weren't talked about in woke circles as crazed, bloodthirsty killers. Tweeters didn't dream out loud about Turks burning in hell. And he even says The Onion didn't do any close-to-the-bone satire about how Turkish soldiers just love killing children. No, the Duhok attack passed pretty much without comment. And here's where he gets the essence of what he has to say. And boy, is this good. He says, there's a question that anti-Israel campaigners have never been able to answer. Why do they treat Israel so differently from every other nation on earth? Why is it child-killing bloodlust when Israel takes military action, but not when Turkey or India do? Why must we all rush to the streets to set light to the Israel flag, but never the Saudi flag, despite Saudi Arabia's unconscionable war on Yemen? Why is it only wrong, or at worst horrific, when Britain or America drop bombs in the Middle East, but it's Nazism when Israel fires missiles into Gaza? Why do you merely oppose the military action of some states, but you hate Israel viscerally, publicly, loudly? The judgment and treatment of Israel by a double standard is one of the most disturbing facets of global politics in the 21st century, writes Brendan O'Neill. That double standard has been glaringly evident over the past few days. Israel is now the only country on earth that is expected to allow itself to be attacked, to sit back and do nothing as its citizens are pelted with rocks or rockets. How else do you explain so many people's unwillingness to place the current events in any kind of context, including the context of an avowedly anti-Semitic Islamist movement, Hamas, firing hundreds of missiles, now thousands, into civilian areas in Israel? In this context, to rage solely against Israel, to curse its people and burn its flag because it has sent missiles to destroy Hamas's firing positions in Gaza, is essentially to say, why won't Israelis let themselves be killed? He concludes no other nation would be expected not to respond either to internal disarray, Hamas supporters have rioted in parts of Jerusalem and around Al-Aqsa Mosque, or to foreign attack. Imagine if the Isle of Wight was home to a movement whose founding constitution expressed loathing of all ethnic Britons and which regularly fired hundreds of missiles into Sussex, Kent, Hampshire. Wouldn't the British military respond? Well, what do you think? And then he says, of course it would. But the woke demonization of Israel is now so acute that Israel is expected to take the military assaults of the radical Islamists to its south. To Western activists who find the very existence of Israel abhorrent, any effort Israel makes to protect its borders or its citizens is an affront to global peace and decency. They cannot understand why Israel doesn't hate itself as much as they hate Israel, and therefore will not allow itself to be punished by its righteous enemies. How dare you live? Boy, does that ever hit the nail on the head. And it's something, and it takes someone, I assume that someone named Brendan O'Neill, who's British, I don't believe that he is Jewish or has direct connections with Israel, but he has a direct connection to understanding some of the anomalies of this moment. And particularly going into the weekend, and we heard from Yotam Dagan when we were speaking to him before, it's very clear that maybe, just maybe, the killers in Hamas, having found 30 of their own commanders no longer in this world, will be willing to call a truce, but it has to be more than a truce this time. And one of the big challenges for the Biden administration would be now to take positive steps, make sure this doesn't happen again. And that is going to require some united international action, which should be appropriate against a sporadic, just awful desire to kill civilians, which should appall this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.